Hello, listeners. You are listening to Hobosode number 50 for October 12th, 2017. Holy crap, 50 Hobosodes. I've almost done an entire year of Hobosodes, and it's only taken a year and 1 month now. Today's sponsor is Derek J. Thank you, Derek, for sponsoring today's Hobosode. This is the 50th episode, which means the general public gets to see it. Normally, this is a private show, only for those few elite that support the show. But every 10th episode, they get a small taste of what the rich people are enjoying over on patreon.com/phonelosers. Today, I'm going to look in the request folder, and it looks like I'm going to do something here by Bob Vance, assuming this person picks up. Bob says he was at Ace Hardware today getting his screen repaired. This is like from a month ago. And I noticed they have some other customers' screens out with their numbers visible in the repair ticket. What a silly mistake. Unfortunately, I could only get two numbers, but maybe you would be able to squeeze some laughs out of them. These are window screens, by the way, just to be clear. And there's two numbers here. The first one belongs to Mrs. Dunlop.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Dunlop.
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from Ace Hardware.
Yes, hi.
Hi, we were doing your screens, you know, you brought in your screen to have it repaired.
Yes.
And did you know you left your kid behind?
My what?
Your child. Like he's been running around the store ever since you left.
I don't have a child.
Oh, you didn't bring a child in with you? Because, like, ever since you left the other day, about a month ago, there's been this kid here, and we've been waiting for you to come back, pick it up.
A kid? A child?
Yes, a child.
You've been waiting a month?
Yes, and it's getting ridiculous. I mean, you picked up the screen, and you didn't pick up the kid. Kind of bad parenting, if you ask me.
Are you being serious here?
Yeah, completely serious. I work in the screen department. Here at Ace Hardware.
I don't have a child.
Were you babysitting a child that day? Because
I don't babysit. I don't have a child. I've never brought a child in there.
Well,
you have me confused with someone else. And if a child's been sitting in that store for a month, you got a problem.
No, we've been feeding him. We have a popcorn machine here. Sodas.
Well,
he's fine.
I think you're trying to, this is, must be some kind of joke because I don't have a child.
Okay, all right, that's weird then. I don't know, I guess we'll check the security cameras.
Why would you keep a child there overnight? Why wouldn't you turn them in?
Well, it's more like, you know, over 30 nights because it's been a month now since you got your screen.
Well, how old is this supposed child that you're telling me about?
Well, it's not a supposed child. It's not an old man. He, I don't know. He's like six or something.
You really think that I'm going to believe that you leave a child in your store of six overnight for 30 nights without calling the police?
No, we have night janitors, ma'am. It's not like the store is sitting here empty.
And you won't call the police that you have a child that's left there?
We thought you were going to come back. We've been waiting for you. It's your fault. Don't try and turn this around on us.
Because I don't have a child.
Okay, well, you don't have to freak out about it. I guess I don't know. We'll figure out whose it is then. And oh, there she goes. Let me call her right back. Because I had to tell her about the problem with the screen, too, you know.
Hello?
Hey, also, there's a problem with the screen.
What do you mean there's a problem with the screen?
Well, did you put the screen up yet?
No, I picked the first one up, and I bought it back because it wasn't done right. It was overstretched and it doesn't fit.
Well, did you get it replaced then? You have the new one there, right?
No, I'm waiting for it to be. I've bought it back and I haven't heard anything since.
Well, are you going to pick up your kid this time when you come and get it?
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Steve Dave. I'm in the screen department here at Ace Hardware.
Okay, no, I'm not picking up any child. But thanks.
Are you sure?
Okay, bye.
Like, you don't need an extra child? Okay. Whatever. If she doesn't want to know what's wrong with her screens, then I guess she can just deal with it herself when she notices what's happened. I don't even know what I was going to say to her. On this next one, it says the other two screens belong to an unknown person, and they were dropped off on 9/6, like over a month ago. I'm so bad at getting to prank requests. When I put this number into Facebook, it says it's for a girl named Selena. So I guess I'll ask for Selena.
Your call has been forwarded.
Well, she's not picking up at all. I've called several times. So that just makes me want to call Mrs. Dunlop back one last time. And maybe I should assure her that the whole child thing is pretend, so that she doesn't think Ace Hardware is harboring a child for a month.
Oh.
Hi there, Mrs. Dunlop. This is Ryan from the Ace Hardware. I'm the manager here.
I'm talking with another manager on the other line.
Oh, I'm just calling to let you know that your screen's ready to be picked up. If you'd like to come on over and pick that up.
Yeah.
Just come on by.
Okay, bye.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. I'll pick it up tomorrow.
What time?
Okay, bye.
What time?
I don't know.
Approximately, though. Just approximately. Ma'am? I guess she clicked over. If I stay on the line when she hangs up with the real manager, which is a good thing, by the way, you know, they're clearing it up. She's figuring out that there's not really a child at the store. Hopefully, anyway. Unless there really is. Maybe I've just exposed some crazy child slavery ring. Guess I'll hang up on that, though, and let me give Selena one more ring.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging.
Oh, well, let's just listen to a voicemail. And you know what? Since this is a hobosode, I can listen to any voicemail I want because anyone can hear it. Episode 50 is for everyone to hear.
Hey, Roy, this is George from Florida.
Hey.
I have a question.
You don't have to say it so accusingly, okay, George?
With the,
Jeez. The fuck?
With the...
What did I do?
When you do butt slammed, which I absolutely love, I wish you could do that after every single prank call. And they ask you where you're from. Why don't you just say the Snowplow Show and get people and traffic over to it?
Maybe.
The
thing is, when they do figure out that they're on my show, they rarely laugh along with it. Instead, they issue takedown notices. They notify YouTube. They threaten me with legal action. Whoa, what happened? It got quiet.
That you have,
and then it just cuts off. It's like 10 seconds of silence. I wonder if this is a Google Voice issue, because it seems like this happens every once in a while. Weird. But yeah, I've sent people to my show before, but usually I don't do that. Unless they just seem really, really nice. But mostly I send them over to kdkprankcalls.com, and they go over there and they're like, what? Oh, look at this, George left another voicemail.
Hey, George from Florida again. I left a dumb...
Sounds less accusing this time.
Before my phone had cut off, wasn't sure if it went through. It did apologize, but
God damn it, George!
I love your show. I have a suggestion. When people
you, and pretty much I can read the transcription thing here, and he's saying the same thing, so I'm not going to play this again. But at least I know it was his phone and not Google Voice that was the problem. You know how I always heavily edit the shows these days? Like I try not to let any last names go out, and I take numbers out of their address and the street name if it's a weird street name. And that's because of you people. If I leave too much information in there, you guys contact the people that I call and say, teehee, guess what? You're on this prank show. I'll give you a link to it. You guys cause so much trouble for me. But that's kind of the same thing, you know? Like, if people find out which prank show they're on, they get all butthurt and ask me to edit them out of it. And I've got enough editing to do without that. That's why I don't do it. I should just send them to prankcallnation.com. Let them deal with it over there. That's all for the 50th Hobosode, brought to you by Derek J. Hope you enjoyed the one prank call in it. If you like more episodes that have just one prank call in them, then subscribe to the Hobosodes at patreon.com/phonelosers, because there's never more than one prank call in these things. Not ever. And give them a hand.
Why were you in our cooler for an hour?